This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been talking a lot on this program this week about rising interest rates, as you have heard, and we've been doing it because it's true, but some perspective is in order. This week, the Mortgage Bankers Association said average rates on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 5.05%. That's a 7-year high. But very recent history notwithstanding, that is still pretty darn low. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the reality check.
When Stephen Lynam bought his first home in El Paso, Texas in 1982, the interest on his adjustable rate mortgage was, wait for it,
15.5%.
That's right.
15.5%.
And that was pretty good then. The year before, in 81, the average on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage topped 18% as the Fed made borrowing more expensive to try to slow down double-digit inflation. While the early 80s were extreme, it's only been in the last decade that rates have fallen below 5%.
We bought our first place in the late 1990s when rates were between 7.5% and 8%.
Michael Frattantoni is chief economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association. He says it's important to think about mortgage rates in the context of overall affordability.
Where are home values? What's happening to household incomes? And then mortgage rates as the third leg of the stool.
With prices rising twice as fast as incomes, he says, homes are less affordable now than they have been in a decade. But Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, says that could change.
I think as mortgage rates move higher, we will see price growth slow because that makes financing a home more expensive. And unless incomes pick up dramatically, you can't have both higher prices and higher mortgage rates.
That first house Stephen Lynam bought cost just $36,000.
You can't buy anything that's habitable in most places for $36,000 anymore.
Not adjusted for inflation, that's about what he just paid for a new Subaru. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Mortgage rates might have risen to a 7-year high, as Amy was saying, but they topped 18% back in the early 1980s. Now, why do you suppose they got so high? We took a look at what the economy looked like back then. You can check it out at marketplace.org.